Morning, everyone. Thank everyone for coming to Voter Rob Ilson. Just a brief introduction. Today, of course, is Lag BaOmer, and there's an expression, at least of Kitzav Simcha on this day. No better way to express Simcha than as we read in Perek Yitzes this morning of Tehillim, Vikudei Hashem, Nisharim Misam Chelev, being involved in Torah. I saw an interesting Pri Chadash this weekend where he wondered why is it that we celebrate Lag BaOmer at all. After all, if you look into the Gemara seems to understand it the way many Rishonim explained to us that all of the Talmidim of Rebbe Akiva passed away. All 24,000. So the fact that they stopped passing away, there was a reprieve from death, this is not a basis of Simcha. If anything, it's a time to mourn. So the Pri Chadash says in his conclusion that that is not what generates the Simcha, the reprieve from death. It's actually the fact that Rabbi Akiva chose to move on and to anoint new Talmidim who were immersed in Torah. That is what generates the Ketzah Simcha today. Of course, in this generation, we understand the loss of more than 24,000 Tanayim, potential Tanayim. Almost a whole generation of Gedolim were wiped out. And thank God, Baruch Hashem, there were those that survived. There were those that avoided the Holocaust, the Shoah. And even that generation now has basically passed away. There's no more Rav Aaron Cutler, Rav Moshe, Rav Yaakov, Shlomo Zalman, and of course, the Rav. So the way we find our Simcha through Torah is through their Talmidim. I thought it would be a wonderful idea for our community to express the Simcha on Lag BaOmer, not just through bonfires or through Mother's Day celebrations, which of course are very important, but through being involved in Torah. So I heard once from my rabbi growing up, Rabbi Fabian Schoenfeld, who is a Talmud of the Rav, that many, many Talmidim have assigned themselves the status of being Talmidei HaRav. It's an ascribed status that many have taken upon themselves. But there are very few that have actually achieved that status of being Talmidim of the Rav. And we see when it comes to the students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the students of Rabbi Akiva, not everyone really has the status of being a Talmud. So when I was learning at Yeshiva University, there were legends about who fits into the category of the five Talmidim of the Rav, the three Talmidim of the Rav. So we heard about a Rav Ilson. And honestly, I never met Rav Ilson until a few weeks back before Pesach. I heard the legends, the stories, Baruch Hashem, last several years, more and more people have been exposed, many people in our community have been exposed. And it's a great gift that we have the opportunity today to be in the presence of a Talmud of the Rav, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rav Ilson.
Thank you. I can't say who is the Talmud, but I can certainly say a lot on that. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Good morning. Just try a short shiur, which, as I said a while back ago, which was successful, and to say a shiur when I'm doing yeshiva now is not gonna go for anyone. So we'll just we'll open up. This is, I thought this would be an idea because I think everyone has opened up this stuff tomorrow, and we'll just do a little reading. And the truth is, what I like to teach in yeshiva is reading, because I like to think of the yeshiva as a remedial course in reading. So you say, everyone reads, and everyone knows how to read, and they spend their whole life reading. But I find that there are two types of reading. Some people read the first word in order to get to the second word, and the second word to think of the third word, and the third word knowing the fourth word, and they're always ahead of themselves. What I try to teach the students, that each word that the Gemara has and that the Rishonim have are packed with meaning. And usually, you know, when you're sitting, you're learning, you're daf yomi, whatever you're doing, you have like, you have a Rashi, and there's one word you don't understand. So what do? You say, one word I don't understand, let's go on. But I want to guarantee you, that word that you don't understand, that's the key word, and you miss the whole point. So, and then I tell my students, they think they got it, read it again, and again, and again. And the more they read, and the more they see, and the more they're honest to the text, the better chance they have. Okay? And I tell them again, learning can be one of two things. Learning can be a narcissistic performance that, you know, you look at the text, you know, and you try to spin it, and you say, you know, you try to say your own svaras and what I think and how I interrelate to the text, okay? That's not scholarship, that's narcissism. Or you can say, I know nothing, and the text are my teachers, because I really want to know what the Amoraim say, what the Tanoim say, what the Rishonim say, and then just try to understand every single word. And that's what we brought up to learn. The Rav Zichrono Livracha used to say, learning number one is proper interpretation of the Gemara, proper interpretation of the Rashi, and proper interpretation of the Tesis. And he used to say that those people that learn the Gemara in order to learn the Rashi in order to get to the Tesis, learn the Tesis in order to get to the Rashba, and learn the Rashba in order to get to the Ksos, and the main thing is to get there and not to understand every single word, they just missed the whole point. He used to also say that the reason why he was successful in learning is because in his small, what they would probably call it over here, Hicktown, but you know, they didn't call it Hicktown, in Chaslavich, where he grew up, they had, he used to say, Kam Kamashas, and they had Kimat nothing. They had, you know, they had the Shikimu Betz, they had a Shas and a Rambam, and this is what he did, and he worked, and he worked, and he worked, and he worked, until I heard people say over that when they saw the Rav, Zichrono Livracha, in his early 20s, maybe he was 20 or something like that, or Baruch Bez, Zichrono Livracha's son, says, here's a person that knows three storim with Rambam. But the key to learning is to understanding a text. And that's what we're going to try to do. Okay? Now let's just, that's why the text in front of you, we're going to work together and see what happens. Erev Psochim, or Arve Psochim, Samuch Lemincha, Lo Yochal Odom Ache Techshach. The day, the eve of Pesach, when you get close to Mincha, whatever Mincha happens to be over here, but it's sometime in the afternoon, that's not the issue I want to deal with. Lo Yochal Odom, one should not eat Ad Shetechshach. We'll see what not eating means, until nightfall. So let's just see the Rashbam over here. Lo yochal odom, why shouldn't this person eat? Kidei sheyochal matzah shel mitzvah letei ovoin. He should eat the matzah that he's going to eat, Leil HaPesach, in a way that he is excited about it, full of appetite. Mishum hidur mitzvah. In order to have a very special mitzvah they call hidur mitzvah, whatever that is, and we'll see. So he shouldn't eat. There's an Isur. It says, Ave Psochem Samach Mincha Lo Yochal Odom, Mishum Hidu Mitzvah. Okay. So this by itself, before we move on, is very interesting. See, I always thought, but maybe it's incorrectly so, and I'm not going to deal with this. You know, for example, we get close to Hanukkah, you know, you see there's Mahadrin, Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin, this number of candles and that number of candles, and who lights and how they light, and they get the impression that Mahadrin is a nice thing to have, but it's not an obligation. There's an obligation to have a Hidur mitzvah? I don't know. It could be there is, but I never knew there was such a thing. What you have in the Mishnah is the Tanoim, there was a legislative act that they said that one should not eat Erev Pesach. They required everyone to have this Hidur mitzvah. Lo yochal odom ad shetechshach. Which itself is very interesting. Hidur mitzvah is an obligation in everyone. The Hidur mitzvah of eating matzah l'teyovoin, and eating matzah l'teyovoin, he calls it Hidur mitzvah. It's not clear that this is pshat in the Mishnah, because other Rishonim will say that it's achila gasa, it's a type of achila, whether you are not yoitza, or yes yoitza, whatever. But the Rashbam, let's stay with the Rashbam. The Rashbam learns the issue is Hidur mitzvah, that you should do a mitzvah in a nice, special way. Okay, very nice, very nice. Now, let's just now move to the Gemara and read a few lines of the Gemara with also Rashbam and see what happens. So the Gemara asks a question. My iria arve psochim. Afilu arved shabosus v'yomim tovim nami. Why does the Mishnah say erev Pesach? It should have also said erev Shabbos and erev Yontif. Now, this question, before we try to understand it, the Gemara is setting up an equation, an equivalency relationship, that arved psochim is not an isolated phenomenon. Is not something different, but Arvei Psochim is an expression of something which happens every Friday and every Erev Yontif. So why did the Mishnah say Arvei Psochim? It should have said Arvei Shabbos of Yom Tovim. Why was Arvei Psochim picked out over here? So it continues. Why? What do we see in Arvei Psochim, Arvei Shabbos of Yom Tovim? Desanya, lo yochal odom bi alve shabosas v'yomim tovim min amincha l'maylo kidei shikones l'shabes kishu taiva. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Let's stop for a second before we know anything. The Rashbam did something over here in the Mishnah. We don't know where it came from. Because you look at the Rashbam, it says, Lo yochal odem kiye she yochal matzah shel mitzvah l'tei ovoin. Okay? That we're talking about matzah, I think it's pretty clear. And that, you know, that the Rashbam is okay for. But where did he get this l'tei ovoin? And where did he get Hidur mitzvah from? So we focused on Hidur mitzvah. But we didn't focus on l'tei ovoin. Okay? Where did the Rashbam get l'tei ovoin from? So he sees, since the Gemara equated Arvei Shabbosos with Yom Tovim, and it says l'tei ovoin, right? It says, k'dei shikones l'shabbos k'shu utavo. So that tells us that since the Gemara is equating this braisa with the Mishnah, that the issue in the Mishnah is also l'ta'avon. Okay? Now, agav is a very, very interesting phenomenon over here. When I tell you, and I talk to you about something called Hidur mitzvah, what it conjures up, everyone, they conjure up, or the imagery or something, what does it conjure up in your mind? It conjures up in your mind probably a beautiful lulav, a beautiful essay, a beautiful talis, aesthetics. In other words, that the chetzah shel mitzvah, the chetzah upon which the mitzvah is being performed, is beautiful. Okay? Talis no, a beautiful talis, a beautiful lulav, a beautiful esreg, whatever the mitzvah happens to be, is to beautify the mitzvah. Ze keili v'anjeyu, hisnoa b'fonai b'mitzvahs, talis no, tzibraisa, talis no, tefillin no, to have beautiful mitzvahs. The Rashbam over here seems to be saying something very, very interesting. And he's saying that you can have a hidur mitzvah with the way you eat. Because it's not saying you should, when whoever it is, the omni, the wife and the husband, used to have a husband-wife team baking the matzahs. So whoever does it, you know, they should make sure that it's the crust on the matzahs, it is beautiful, and the shape of the matzah is beautiful. You know, the way people make cakes, you know, the all different types of designs and all different types of this. And man, this is, from the din of the Gemara, the matzahs can be until a tefach. A tefach, you know, you have 6 centimeters, whatever it is, more or less, you know, maybe 9 centimeters. I don't know exactly how much it is, but you know, you can have a nice crust and you can shape it. You can do mamish whatever you want. So maybe it should be matzah no. The Hidur mitzvah over here is Niachila. And the question is this the Rashbam's Chiddush? So the truth is, the Gemara in Nozir has a similar thing and discusses the possibility of having a Hidur mitzvah in the Maisa Achila. What is the mitzvah of Matzah? It says, Bo'erev Tochelu Matzahs. One should eat matzahs on Leil Pesach. So the hidum, the mitzvah, the maisa mitzvah is the maisa achila of matzah. Be'erev teichlu matzahs. So what the Rashbam is saying, expressing what's going on in the Gemara Nozir, is that you can have a hidum mitzvah in the maisa achila. Okay? So that's what we have in the Rashbam. And tava, that the maisa achila is expressed with appetite, is a hidur mitzvah in the maisa achila. That's the Rashbam has told us. Now, the Gemara equates this Rashbam, this Mishnah of Lo Yichal Odom, which Rashbam says letei ovoin mishum hidur mitzvah, with the Braisa from Arbe Shabbos v'Yom Tovim Lo Yichal Odom min a mincha l'mayo. That he should be able to eat l'tav. Okay? So it seems now, you know, like a very simplistic equation and everything is fine. Okay? However, now let's read the Rashbam over here. The Rashbam on the Gemara. And let's read every word. Afilu arve shabosois. So why is it Arve Tzochem? It should be even Arve Shabbos of Yom Tevim. Alibad Rabbi Yehuda. That's the time that we read now. That was Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Kidei Sheyehei Kiddush. Just look at every word. Kiddush. Usudas Shabbos Choviv Olav. Kiddush. Let's say it again. You should hear it. Kiddush. V'sudas Shabbos Choviv Olav. Okay. So the first question that, you know, that hits my mind, every single word over here, see, if you're sensitive to the text, every single word is crying out, Darsheni, what am I saying? Interpret me. Okay. Now, when the Rashbam deals with Arvei Pesachim, he only talks about matzah. Correct? He only talks about matzah. Maybe we shouldn't eat Arve Pesachim and we should talk about the Kiddush. There's not a word about Kiddush. All we're talking about is matzah. All of a sudden, out of the blue, when the Rashbam talks about Arve Shabbosis V'yoyim Tevim, what does the Rashbam talk about? He talks about Kiddush. Okay. It is true in some families, you know, getting a little bit more wine at the Kiddush, a little bit less wine, it's a prize, it's something the children look forward to, you know, it's very nice to get them involved. But drinking the wine, l'teyovain, a Kiddush, no? So he's talking about Kiddush. That's the first thing he says. Kiddush. And then he says, Sudas Shabbos. We'll see what that means. Sudas Shabbos. Is it just the bread? Is it more than that? It says, Sudas Shabbos. You get the impression it's the whole meal. No? That's what the word Suda means. Suda just doesn't mean bread. It probably means a meal. So before we were talking about the mass itself, we weren't talking about, you know, the most elaborate cuisine that you get during the year. It's on Leil HaPesach. So you say, you know, say it's Sfora, you know, since it's so Kabbalah, you don't need that, you'll eat potato bone anyway. That's not Pshat and Gemara, that's a Brich Sfora, what they would say. So here we're talking about matzah. Here we're talking about matzah. Nothing about wine, nothing about the Suda. When he gets to Shabbos and Yontif, he talks about wine, and he talks about the Suda. Then he does something which is absolutely astounding, at least to me. Because he says, what are we trying to do? Let's just get our mindset over here. What is the Gemara trying to do? The Gemara is trying to set up an equation in order to ask a question. So what the Rashbam should be trying to do is trying to say what says over here in the Mishnah and what says in the Gemara is exact equivalency. And just the opposite is happening. The Rashbam goes out of his way to say, we were talking about matzah in the Mishnah, and now we're talking about Kiddush, and we're talking about Suda Shabbos. And the question is, what exactly, why are we doing this? So what did the Rashbam say in the Mishnah? The Rashbam said the reason why we're doing this is Hidur Mitzvah. Right? And then, when it comes to the Gemara, he says, Chaviv Olav. Chaviv Olav. Okay. Now here's a typical case of spinning. And what they call fuzzy wuzzy. Okay? Now a guy can come and look at this text. You know, Chaviv, Hidu Mitzvah. It sounds like, if fudge you a little bit this way, move a little bit this way, everything's all right. The Rashbam wants to tell you shtickle tale that he do mitzvah is chnivus, and that, and this, and that, and that, and let's move on. Okay? However, Rabbi Yisai, if you're honest with yourself, you have to ask yourself one question. When the Rashbam is interpreting a Gemara, what is he out to do? Is he out to help us? Or is he out to confuse us? Okay? Now, the narcissist will say, he's out there, so let me get going, give me some food to thought, let my mind, cool, I'll fly off to who knows where, as long as the launch pad is over here in the Gemara, wherever I end up, whether it's a crash landing, speed of light, wherever I go, it's okay. However, if you come to the school that we taught that Lomdus number one is proper interpretation of Gemara, Rashi, and Tesis. And the Rashbam in the Mishnah says the word Hidur Mitzvah. And in the Gemara, he chooses different words. So, L'chayr, if he chooses different words, he's trying to get across a different idea. So if he's trying to get across a different idea, something very odd is going on over here. Because it's exactly what he's doing is running against the grain, going against the grain of the Gemara. Because the Gemara is trying to set up an equivalency relationship, and the Rashbam is saying that it's not. And he's trying to set shot in the Gemara again. What was the Gemara's question? The Mishnah says, Avi Psochim, Samuch Mincha Lo Yochal Odom, and the Rashbam says, the Pshat is, Mishum Hidur Mitzvah. And we get to the Gemara asks the Kasha, Ma'ir Yavei Psochim, Afilo Avei Shabbos V'yon Tevim Nami. And what does the Rashbam say? He adds that it's not Matzah, but it's Kiddush, and it's the Shabbos. And he says that the purpose over here is Chvibus. What happened? What is going on over here? Now, just to even add insult to injury, this, there are Chidushin Nifloim over here. What does it mean? You have to drink? You have to drink from the Kiddush? See, there's a Rashi, Nehru, whatever, that you have to drink from a Kesha Bracha, that it shouldn't be a bazillion for the Kesha. But you don't have to drink. You don't have to drink. And here, the Rashbam is the centerpiece of what's going on Leil Shabbos, is drinking from the Kiddush and eating the Suda Shabbos. So even if you tell me, like Rav Amram going, you know, there was a Siddur. Rav Amram going wrote a Siddur. It's not as popular as it's art scrolls. But Rav Amram going wrote a Siddur. Okay? And in Rav Amram going Siddur, he says something which is absolutely sensational. I don't know if it's going to be the answer for anything, but he says, you know, we know how Makadish Sol Shiyitain, that the person who made Kiddush has to drink, and how much they have to drink? Molek Lugmuth. So he says, Rav Amram Goyen says in the Siddur, Molei Lugmov, Tahainu Revis. So we were brought up with taste system and this and that, that Molei Lugmov, you know, you move your mouth, and in and out, where Revis, the Shalom Yisrael. Rav Amram Goyen is that the Makadish has to drink a Revis Yayin. And if not, Lo Yotzah. So it could be those people that take a little bit over here. From Rav Amram Goyen, they would come to him. Rav Amram Goyen says, you know, you never made it. So, you know, you could start thinking about drinking the wine, but this is the centerpiece of Leil Shabbos. This is what it's all about. Okay. So the truth is, Rabbi Yisai, it could be that the Rambam might have been bothered by this problem. I want to show you something. Let's read the Rambam in Perek Vov Mehilchus Shabbos Halacha Yud Beis. Have it on each. Perek Vov Halacha Yud Beis. Osu Chachomim Lechol Matzah B'Erev Pesach. That's one thing. They told you you shouldn't eat matzah B'Erev Pesach. V'chein also lechol, next line I'm skipping to, lechol erev Pesach, mikridim ha-mincha kim'ar, rubi for mincha, kidei shi'ikones la'achilas matzah b'ta'avo. So the Rambam knew the same secret, since the Gemara says ta'avo, you should eat b'ta'avo. Well, okay. Then he says, avol oichil hu mi'at peiros, oi yirokos, v'lo yimalek chreso mehen. Okay, very good. He tells you what you're allowed to eat. V'chachomim horishoinim. Very interesting term. The chachomim horishoinim. Chachomim horishoinim. Who are these mysterious people? We don't know who they are. But someone told me they once did a study on chachomim horishoinim, and the Rambam never paskins like these chachomim horishoinim. But we can derive from them something about what the spirit of halacha is, or what you should be doing, or something close to that. And the Rambam tells us about Chachamim Rishonim over here. V'chachamim horishonim hoyu mariven atzmam erev Pesach. They starved themselves erev Pesach kedei lechol matzah b'tavo, in order to fulfill this obligation of eating matzah b'tavo. V'yiyu matzois, or mitzvahs, it's not clear what the gears over here is. Or let's say mitzvahs you want, mitzvahs will be even better. Mitzvahs chaviv no love. Okay? So what do you have over here? Which text did you have over here? So they're bound. Which text was it? Okay, good. I'm not sure. Okay, just check. Okay. Because they're two, the text. Okay, good. Doesn't make a difference. It's the same thing. What is the Ram telling you? That the primary Pesach is what? Chavivos. What motivated the Rambam? Because the Rambam wanted to have the equation over here. And Ave Shabbos Miyam Tevim is Chavivos. And Matz is Chaviv. And we're okay. It's mamish, it's a simple thing. It's mamish an equation. The Rashbam does not have the equation, but the Gemara has the equation. The Rashbam is being explaining the Rashbam, his purpose to explain the Gemara. So what happened over here? Okay? That's the problem we're out to try to understand. Okay. Now, let me just ask you a question. And let's just think about it, and then we'll see a text in the Rambam. Oinik Shabbos. Oinik Shabbos. Huh? Oinik Shabbos. It's a very nice thing. We talk about you have your oinik, everyone, you know. And I want you to know, it's an unbelievable thing. Everyone puts whatever they want. Oinik Shabbos is almost a chameleon. It's like silly putty. People make Oinik Shabbos whatever the shoe is leaving. You know, you want this to be Oinik Shabbos, that to be Oinik Shabbos, this, okay, good. It's very nice. Oinik Shabbos, okay. Well, Oinik Shabbos, certainly, there's some area, there's something's part, and I'm talking about food, okay? Now, what is Oinik Shabbos? Oinik Shabbos is a feeling, is Oinik Shabbos, see, is Oinik Shabbos the act of being in a, you know, a beautiful, lavish meal? Or Oinik Shabbos is the way one feels after, you know, he has indulged in the various delicacies which are prepared for him? So I would assume Oinik Shabbos is that feeling that I have of Oinik, of delight that I have upon eating. Okay? So if one makes that observation, okay, there's a very important conclusion to draw. We asked a question before, and we'll see this in the Rambam, we'll work on this in Mitzvah Shem, we'll see other Rishayim. We asked a question before. What did we ask? We asked, why is it eating matzah l'te'ovon l'ta'avo a hidur mitzvah? So we said, there's not only hidur mitzvah, in the chetzah of mitzvah, the article upon which the mitzvah is being performed, but there's also hidur in the ma'aseh mitzvah. Okay. So I ask, what is the ma'aseh mitzvah by matzah? What is the ma'aseh mitzvah? So the ma'aseh mitzvah by matzah is the ma'aseh achila. Okay? That's very nice. That's good, right? Now, I sit you down, Leil Shabbos, at a table. See, and this the Rav always says, Zecheinu Levracha, that which man does more frequently, the klal is they understand less. Because, for example, if you're going to have the Birkas HaChama once every 30 years, okay? So all of a sudden, everyone's into it. They're talking about it. You know, it's like a one-time thing. Once in a lifetime, twice in a lifetime. So everyone's into it. But that which you do every day or every week, you don't even know what you're doing. You were programmed as a child. You take the two bread in front of you, you don't know what you're doing. How do you cut the bread? What left commission? What's going on? Who knows? Up, down, in and out. You know, your father cut it this way, you cut it that way. And up, boom, bam, and out, and give it out. You know, everything's happy. What you did, you don't know what happened, but it happened. Whatever it is, that which we do more often, we understand less. Now, Oinik Shabbos. Oinik Shabbos. What is the Maisa HaMitzvah of Oinik Shabbos? For example, in matzah, I'll give you a very crude example, okay? I won't make it as crude, I'll make it a little bit less. Let's say, after I ate the matzah, after it went down my throat, right over here, before it gets to my stomach, you'd have a doctor be able to to move and just remove the matzah before it got to my stomach, okay? It just never made it there. Okay? So, does he fulfill the obligation of matzah? The answer to the chayre is absolutely yes. Because he ate matzah. Okay? Now let's say, if I would do the same trick on Leil Shabbos, I started eating my food, and they have these stomach shunts or whatever it is, but here we just shunt it right out of here, okay? And as I eat it, it goes right out. So what would you say on Leil Shabbos? Yes, absolutely not. Because the mitzvah on Leil Shabbos is l'cheira, not the ma'aseh achila, but what you feel and how you feel afterwards. So if I ask you a question, can you talk about Hegel mitzvah on Oinek Shabbos, what would you tell me? You would probably tell me, see, you never even thought about it, I understand, but something happened. You would probably say that if Hegel mitzvah is in the Maisa Achila, you can't really talk about this on Oinek Shabbos. Okay? So what I want to suggest, and I want to prove it to you soon, and well, suggest is a zero, unless you can prove something. I want to suggest that Oinik Shabbos is different than Matzah. Okay? And the Rashbam was bothered by this very problem and said to himself, I can talk about Matzah as being Hidul Mitzvah because there's a Maisa Achila. And I have a raya from the Gemara in Nazir that there is Hidul Mitzvah in the Maisa Achila. However, when I get to Suda Shabbos and Suda Siyantiv, I can't do that. Because the mitzvah from Oinek Shabbos is not the Maisa Achila. I can't talk about Hidul. The best that I can do is say Choviv. So that at least explains to us why the Rashbam has done what he's done, but we're still perplexed. But the Gemara says there's an equation. Okay. So Rashbam then comes and says like this, and says that the Gemara is an equation, but like a Kal V'chomer. And the Rashbam says that if for Chavivos HaMitzvah, which is not Hebrew. There would be legislation to tell us, to enjoin us, that we can't eat Avish, Shabbos, and Yom Tevim only for Chavivas HaMitzvah, is for Avid Sochem, which there's an issue of. Hebrew Mitzvah is Kol Shekein Sheba Kol Shekein. So, and on Avid Sochem, if on Avid Yontif there's Chavivas, Avid Sochem there would be Chavivas. And it could be that an Erev Pesach wouldn't be limited to matzah, okay? It would be limited, it would be yayin and Suda Shabbos. So the Rashbam extends it, because drinking wine, we'll see in the Rambam, and eating the Suda is Oinek Shabbos. So Oinek Shabbos, you have a large entree of what can fit into Oinek Shabbos, the wine and the whole Suda. But if the question is, Hidul Mitzvah, all we're going to talk about is the matzah. Okay. Just in plain and pshat in the Rashbam, I think this explains where the Rashbam is coming from. But we're not there yet. Let me just read to you the Rambam. Let's just see this in action. Rambam, Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos. Arbo'o Halocha Aleph, and then we'll skip to Halocha Zayin. Arbo'o Dvorim Nemru B'Shabbos. Shnayim Min HaTeira U'Shnayim Midivri Seifel. There are two mitzvahs. There are four mitzvahs. Two are D'Raisa and two are D'Rabbonin. Or Midivri Seifel might be a Tzivu Lipin Neviim. There might be D'Raisa, but it's not Mufurish and Torah Shebiksav. Okay, let's not get involved in that. V'Hei Mufurosh Ma'idei Neviim. Shabatira Zocha Veshomo, Shinispar Shahadea Nevim covered the Einig.
Shnema v'kros l'shabes einig v'teish Hashem mechuber. Halacha zayin. Eizehu einig ze she'omu chachomim she'tzoch v'tzaken tavshil shomim. B'yoyse, a very fat tavshil. U'mashki mevusam l'shabes. And that you have very nice smelling aroma for various articles to drink. I don't know how well cola smells, but I don't know if you call it mavusam or not, but see, that seems to be the thing. Hakol lefi mamayne shel odom, each one according to his monetary, what his means are. V'chol amar b'v'hitzor ha-shabas v'tikum ha-cholim rabim b'tevim hari zeh meshubach. He says, if you don't have, you shouldn't spend that much. Okay. Halacha ches. Okay? Mishoho ya'oinig, onug, the oshir, a person who has money, and every day is an orgy. Like in the Roman Empire, you know? Every day is another orgy. V'harei kol yomov kishabes. And each day of his life is like a Shabbos. So l'shanes machol, Shabbos machol chol. And this is also a din in Einik Shabbos, right? Now comes halacha tes. Chayiv odom lechol sholosh sudois b'Shabbos. Achas arvis v'achas shachas v'achas mincha. The Rambam says you have to eat three sudas. And pash the Rambam, there has to be suda arvis, a suda shachris, and a sudas mincha. Contrary to American custom, where there's a Sudas Arvis, or maybe it's close to Arvis, depending upon the time of the year, and the Sudas Shachris, depends upon when the drush is, and when the Kiddush and the Shul is over, usually ends up to be the time of Mincha, and you have two Sudas at Mincha. Okay? But the Rambam says, no. The Rambam says, Chayiv odom lechol sholosh sudeis b'Shabbos, achas Arvis, v'achas Shachris, v'achas Mincha. Tzorach lizoye b'sholish sudis elu, whatever. And he says, v'chein b'yom tovim. Okay? And he says, tzorach likvoya kol sud mishlosh na aliyayim v'tzoyah shnei kikos v'chein b'yom tovim. So what's, then the Rambam says, so it's at this point, we don't know something. If I'd ask you, you know, we know there's something called sholish sudis, and we know there's something called einik Shabbos, right? Are they two separate phenomena? Or are they really an expression of the same thing? Is Suda Shabbos an expression of Einig Yontif? Or is Suda Shabbos a separate Chiv? And I'll tell you what the Nafkamina could be. Because if Suda Shabbos is an expression of Einig Yontif, then I would say the same way in Einig Yontif, the Maisa Mitzvah is not the Maisa Achila, but the feeling of satiation. However, if Suda Shabbos, and the same thing would be Suda Shabbos also, but if Suda Shabbos is a separate phenomenon, and it's a Mitzvah Achila, I have to eat Suda Shabbos, then I can imagine that the conclusion that I had about Einik Shabbos should be very different. And Suda Shabbos should be very different. The Hainu, the Einik Shabbos, the mitzvah is, you know, how I feel, the experience. But Suda Shabbos is the Maisa Achila. And if Suda Shabbos is the Maisa Achila, I can have an equation in the Gemara and everything is great. Because what is Matzah, the mitzvah, the Maisa Achila and Hidur Mitzvah? And Suda Shabbos is also Hidur Mitzvah. So now we have the Rambam in front of us. The Rambam has said there's a mitzvah from Einik Shabbos. And then he mentions Sudas Sholosh Sudas. Is the Rambam making Sholosh Sudas part of a group called Einik Shabbos? Or the Rambam is saying that Sholosh Sudas is a separate phenomenon? Okay? I remember I heard this first from one of my Rabbeim, Rabbi Alpert Zichein Levorcha. I remember I had him in his first class, and he came to the high school in MTA. Yesterday was his yahrzeit. I still remember the high, the excitement in my high school class,
who is this new Rebbe? No one knows. Everyone wants to get, they want to know, what did he do? What did he play baseball? What did he do this? That's what the guys are into. So, who is this? Who is this? That was his first year. And, okay, tell you. It was definitely an unbelievable experience. And in fact, I learned Avi Pesachim with him that year also. So he, when he was 26, he put out a sefer, Beis HaBechira, on Bar Metzia. He put out the Miriam Bar Metzia. And he wrote a Hakdama to the Miriam Bar Metzia. And in that Hakdama, he asked a very interesting question. The Miri wrote two different types of svarim. The Miri wrote something called Beis HaBechira and Chidushi HaMeiri. And he had an interesting observation. Then the Beis HaBechira, the Miri calls Rishonim by nicknames. G'dolei Rabbonim, G'dolei Mechavim, G'dolei this, G'dolei that, G'dolei this, G'dolei this. And when it comes to the Chidushi HaMeiri, the Rambam, the Rashi, the Ravid, this one, Avir Tam, whatever it is. So he wanted to know, why is it so? Why in Beis HaBechira does he do this? So he said like this, Beis HaBechira is a sefer of Psak. We want to paskin halachas. So when you want to understand which Rishon to paskin like, you have to understand the milas of the Rishon. The name is not the important thing. What they are and what their scholarship represented. The Rambam is called Bele HaMechabrim. The great writer. A great writer knows how to write succinct sentences, right to the point, and puts everything in its proper place. Where the Rambam puts things, and which address he sends things to, is half of the answer to the puzzle. Now, so the Rambam quoted Einik Shabbos, right? And now he quotes Shalos Sudas, correct? Now let's look at Halacha Yud. Halacha Yud and Perek Lamed of Hilchos Shabbos. Achilas Boso. Ushisiyas Yayin B'Shabbos. Eating meat and drinking wine is oinek. According to his means. See, we have a very interesting phenomenon over here. What's this phenomenon? The Ram starts with oinek Shabbos, then moves on to Suda Shabbos, and then moves on again to oinek Shabbos. So if I ask you a simple question, what is the Rambam trying to tell us? That Sholosh Sudas are a separate phenomenon, or a separate Mechayev, or Sholosh Sudas are part of a general mitzvah called Oinek Shabbos? So L'chayev, you'd want to say that it's part of a general mitzvah called Oinek Shabbos. Because otherwise the Rambam is meandering from one topic to the next, with no rhyme and reason. And you want to say that the Rambam is G'dolei HaMechabrim? So the Rambam is telling us, it's not us, the Rambam says it. The Rambam is telling us that Sholosh Sudas are Oinek Shabbos. So if the Rashbam is of that opinion, that Sholosh Sudas are Oinek Shabbos, so if Sholosh Sudas are Oinek Shabbos, and the drinking of wine is also Oinek Shabbos, so the best that the Rashbam can come up with on a Leil Shabbos is Chavimus HaMitzvah. Because there's no Maisa Mitzvah in Oinek Shabbos. Oinek Shabbos is the feeling of joy and ecstasy upon the termination of the meal, but not the Maisa Achil. So therefore the Rashbam says, Chavivus HaMitzvah. However, Rabbi Isai, let me read to you and show you something very interesting. I want to read you two short paragraphs from a Sefer Yireim, one of the Talmidim of Rabbeinu Tam, Rav Lezer Mintz. Mitzvah, Simon Sadi Beis. The Yireim wrote a Sefer, a Minyan HaMitzvahs. Simon Sadi Beis is very interesting because if you open up the Sefer Yireim,
He has mitzvahs achirim. And Sadi Beis is part of this general category. And then he has other categories as the Sefer moves on. He says like this. Sadi Beis, Sholosh Sudos. Sivu Yitzreinu. Bipashis Vayi Bishalach. Sheyochu Bnei Yisrael Gimus Sudos Bishabbos. Tichsiv Ichlu Hayoim. And he goes through and discusses what it means to fulfill mitzvah for Sudos Shabbos. That's Sadi Beis. Then, in Tafyud Beis, a separate mitzvah b'chlal, the Yireim says, V'inga, mitzvahs einek Shabbos, gmor gmirvo, ad yos yishai v'yas mirko. He says, einek Shabbos is the chadereisa, but it's not mefuish b'kho. It means it was a mesera. Tichsiv v'kos Shabbos einek, mesera l'moshe Rabbeinu, so it means it's Gemar Gemirlo. It's Halach L'Moshe Misinai. It's a Messiah from Moshe Rabbeinu, Teresh Valpeh, that there should be Oynik Shabbos. It's a Deraisa, but it's not Mefurish Bekha. So I ask you, according to the Yireya, what is the relationship between Oynik Shabbos and Suda Shabbos? L'cheira, it's very, very clear that they're two separate phenomena, not like the Rambam. So once you have this, once you have the Sefer Yireim, you have the option of saying that Suda Shabbos is a mitzvah achila, which is the emes is in the way he formulates it. In his Sefer Yireim, he puts together this matzah, this mitzvah achila, and Suda Shabbos is mitzvah achila. So if you can imagine a hidur mitzvah in matzah of a mitzvah achila, you should be able to imagine a hidur mitzvah in Suda Shabbos in the mitzvah achila. So then, according to the Yireim, we don't know this for a fact, but at least according to the Yireim, you clearly have the possibility of having an equation in terms of Hidur Mitzvah. Okay? Now I want to show you something. I will ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, I'll show you something. Women are chayiv in Sholosh Sudos. So, you know, some of them fudge it, some of them come, and some of them not. You know, the most interesting thing is, you know, independent of manners and nimus, okay? The husband gets a little edgy when his wife is finishing preparing what's going on in the kitchen. She washes a little later, and, you know, and he's just getting edgy because, you know, he's waiting, you know, he's starving. So he makes his hamotzi, you know, just his wife is flying across the room. It's not clear that he was moitzi her. Besides, what she should probably do is hit him over the head with a rolling pin or something like that. That's what he deserves. But it's not clear she was yoytzei Sholosh Sudos. Because you have to be moitzi. Sholosh Sudos, it's not shirayim from a chassidish Rebbe. Okay? Because if it's so, you know, you have to take the lechem mishnah. Someone should come in 5 hours later. That's not lechem mishnah. Lechem mishnah is being part of the moitzi and being part of the cutting of the bread. So she's out over there, you know, it's nothing to do with her. So Rabbi Natan says very clearly that Noshim Achayiv and Sholosh Sudos. This is the tshuva in Sefer Yosha, Rabbi Natan Simon Ayin. You look at the last line, last few lines, it says, Nira, Shteaf Heim, Hoyu, Bioisa Nes, Bimon, Lechem Mishnah, Hoyu Lukulam. So Noshim Achayev in Lechem Mishnah, Vechen Chayovo Islev Tsar Shtekikos. So Rabbi Natan's opinion is Noshim Achayev in Lechem Mishnah, and shtei kikros. Why? At hev hoyu b'eisa hanes.
Okay.
This is very, very interesting. This is very interesting. This is very interesting. At hev hoyu b'eisa hanes. At hev hoyu b'eisa hanes. So we have to understand this Rabbeinu Tam. What is Rabbeinu Tam? No shemachayiv in Lechem Mishnah, she'af hein hoye be'eis ha'nes. No shemachayiv in Shalos Sudas, she'af hein hoye be'eis ha'nes. Before we go on to this, I just want to show you just one very interesting thing. I'm going to tell you something very interesting we have on this, and very interesting we have on the other. Now, here, just look before, I want to show you. Look at what I quote here, I have here in Shulchan Aruch, the thing before. It says, Aramor, lo yochal v'yoyim on Sukkos, tof reish lamites, siv gimu, lo yochal v'yoyim, b'mechatzeis v'elek, they should yochal v'sukkah l'ta'avon. They should eat in the sukkah l'ta'avon. Okay? Can I ask you, what is the mitzvah sukkah? So you tell me, Spiesen, or you tell me, Anani Akovei, or you tell me, connect with God, the Shechina, the divine light, man, God, you know, it's all very beautiful. But what is the mitzvah? What is the mitzvah of the sukkah? What are you supposed to do? What? Yeshiva. Okay. What is this? What does the Gemara say? If I would tell you that you should eat the kezayis or the kebetz in the sukkah, therefore, I can't eat Erev Sukkos. What would you tell me about that? You see, but if I would tell you it's Sukkos as opposed to Shavuos, we don't pass in Rabbi Yehuda, we pass in Rabbi Yosi. But there are more quoted din by Sukkos. It means in Shavuos, I'm allowed to eat Erev Yontif. I'm allowed to eat Erev Yontif. But Sukkos I can't. So what would you tell me? But what does the Hekesh tell me? So there's a very interesting thing. Is the mitzvah Achila B'Sukkah? Achila or the mitzvah Yeshiva B'Sukkah? So the Rav used to say over, the embassy has a letter about it, his father, he quotes father, that Rav Chaim had the following issue. Rav Chaim wanted to know, the same way we say by matzah, that if you eat, at least according to some Rishayim, it's not all Rishayim, but in Arik Soch, and the Raivid, and on the Rif, quote such a thing, that if you eat matzah without kavono, you're yoytze. You don't have to have kavono. Why? Shekeinen. Shekeinen. Because you have anor, you don't need kavono. What the relationship is shekeinen, and the mitzvah is, we can talk about it another time, I don't want to tell you, talk about this now. What is Shekeinen? So Rav Chaim wanted to know, do you say Shekeinen by Sukkah? So Rav Chaim thought the answer was no. Because the mitzvah is not the Achila. The mitzvah is Yeshiva B'Sukkah. Okay? However, I remember Geshen Zaks, the Chayim Levachah, that he said from Zayda, the Chofetz Chaim, that the same way the Chofetz Chaim used to eat the matzah on Leil Pesach, Rebli Achas, because Mechatchila, not to have the shear of Achilas Klas, he used to eat Rebli Achas. On Leil Sukkis, he said the Zayda, the Chofetz Chaim, used to eat Rebli Achas. So what does it mean? It means that the Chofetz Chaim's opinion is the mitzvah is the achila. The mitzvah is the achila. So it could be that's the pshat in the Ramah, that the mitzvah is achila, and therefore Erev Sukkos is like Erev Pesach, and since Erev Sukkos is like Erev Pesach, you shouldn't eat. Minamin cholamayla. Because both of them, the mitzvah is the maisa achila. Okay? This itself is a topic by itself, and the arayas is what to talk about. But l'chay, without this, you can't understand this Ramah. Now, Rabbeinu Tam, what's pshat in this Rabbeinu Tam? Rabbeinu Tam was bothered by a question. And we'll see a little bit more. What question was Rabbeinu Tam bothered by? Rabbeinu Tam said, he said to himself, that Sholosh Sudais, Oinig, whatever, is the Chamitza Seisha Azman Groma? Anoshim Chayev in Kriyishma? The answer is no. Because the mitzvah sheish hazman groma. So all the mitzvahs of Shabbos are mitzvah sheish hazman groma. So why are noshim chayiv in Sholosh Sudais? So comes Rabbeinu Tam. You know something? You know why noshim are chayiv in Sholosh Sudais? Because afein hoye b'yis anes. This Rabbi Sai is a chiddush nifla. The Ramban, you'll see, I quoted the Ramban over here. The Ramban says that the Hekesh between Zohar and Shomo, at least the Ran also there says it. He says that the Ramban says that when it comes to Maisa Shabbos, Noshim and Anoshim are equal. Because the same way we say by Noshim Achayev and Kiddush, because Zohar and Shomo B'divo Echon Nemru, Noshim Achayovim in Shalosh Sudas. It says, Zocho Hishomo B'divu Echadem. Right? And that's what we've learned, that whoever is Chayiv in what? In Kiddush, whoever is Chayiv in Shmira Shabbos, in observing Shabbos, he's also Chayiv in Kiddush. So they said it's not only Kiddush, it's all the mitzvahs of the Yoim, so Noshim Achayiv in Oinik Shabbos. Okay. I want to tell you, my Moses, I want to tell you something very interesting. It's a question of Pshat. This is, I just want to show you, this is where I was brought up, that we should go differently. The Gemara says, Zocho v'shomo b'divo echonem. Zocho v'shomo was said in one word, Ma she'ein ha'peh yochol ledaber, that the mouth can't speak, Ma she'ein ha'oizen yochol lishmoya, and that the ear can't hear. And the Rabbeinu Shalom did it. It's all very nice. What a chazal, what are our sages trying to teach us? Are they trying to teach us that the Rabbeinu Shalom is the master magician, chas v'shalom, and the Rabbeinu Shalom can do things as the omnipotent, and the omnipotent being can do things and have things done which we can't do? That's what he's trying to tell us. What does it do? I mean, it's not a plug to talk about the omnipotent. It says, Zocho v'shomo v'dibo echo nemru, ma she'ein ha'peh yochel ledaber, v'ein ho'ezen yochel lishmoya. What do Chazal have in mind? What do they want from this? Rabbi Sai, the answer is very simple. What is language? Language is communication, okay? Language is communication. We communicate with words. Okay? In different civilizations, they communicate with sounds. But language is communication with words. Communication with words is a verbalization by one party, and the other party hears. Okay. Now, the question is like this. Why is this a hekish? Zocho v'shomo is a hekish. Zocho v'shomo is a hekish. Because it merged in to becoming one word. Zocho v'shomo b'dibo echo nemru. Since it was said as one word, that makes it a hekesh. Normally of a hekesh, these two words are close to each other, these two psukim are close to each other, but this is not true. One's in Parshas Yisro, the other one's in Parshas Ves Chanon. So the hekesh is zocho v'shomo b'dibo echo nemru. It's one word. But Chazal say, how do we know it's called one word? True, the Rabbeinu Shalom said it together, but how do we know that it's one word? Because two things, if in human communication, it could have been that you could say two words at once, or you could hear two words at once, then it's two words. But since from the communication abilities of human beings, you can only say one word at a time, and you can only hear one word at a time. So if it's packaged as one word, two words as one, it's not two words, but it's one word. What Chazal is trying to explain, what the heckish is. Zochor v'shomer v'dibo echad nemo. How do we know such a thing? Because mashapeh yein yo ein apeh yochel ledaber. Ve'ein oizin ochel nishmaya. So therefore, dibo echad. Okay. So comes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, this heckish only applies to Kiddush. Doesn't apply to everything else. So Rabbeinu Tam has a problem. So what about? What about Suda Shabbos? What about Lecha Mishnah? So Rabbeinu Tam is Mechadish, Afein Hoye Be'esanes, which is an unbelievable Chiddush. It's against, the Rav has a piece in Hilchus Chanukah that he says, Afein Hoye Be'esanes is only if it's Pirsume Nisa, only the mitzvah to Mepharsim the Nes, like Dalet Kaseis, or Chanukah, the mitzvah to Mepharsim the Nes. It's true that Lechem Mishnah dedicates, it's a zeicher for Nes, but the mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah is not Piyosume Nisa. So Afin Hoye Boise Nes, the Rav would have said, is inapplicable. But comes the Bein HaTam and says, not like that. That the reason why Noshim Machayim and Shalashudis is Afin Hoye Boise Nes. Okay. Chabaisai. I'll ask you a question. Anoshim chayovos in Oinek Shabbos, according to Rabbeinu Tam? The answer to the chayov should be absolutely not. Because there's no afein hoye be'is anes be'Oinek Shabbos, it's only Sholosh Sudos. Okay? I'll ask you a question. According to Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Ave Shabbos is Yom Tovim, Lo yoichal min ha-mincha l'mayro. What about women? Let me ask you a question, Rabbi Yisai. When you read the Maimah Chazal, let's open up the Gemara again. What does the Gemara say? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, Lo yoichal, the Sanya. Lo yochal odom bi'alvei shabbos v'yom tevim min ha-mincha l'mayla kedei shikonis l'shabbos shutai v'divrei Yehuda. Rabbeisai, what does the word odom mean? Is odom mean male, female, or without gender? What would you say? Lo yochal odom alvei shabbos v'yom tevim lo yochal odom. What does the word odom mean? What? Without gender. So l'chei Rabbi Sai, the Gemara says we're foolish, that the Issa according to Rabbi Yehuda of Ave Shabbos of Yom Tovim is irrelevant, independent, male or female. So it means that whatever is going on Leil Shabbos, according to the Braisa, applies to men and women equally. And if the issue Rabbi Sai is Oinek Shabbos, what is Rabbeinu Tam going to say? Rabbeinu Tam L'chir is going to have to say, the women are potter from Oinek Shabbos, and they shouldn't have a problem of eating Erev Shabbos. And the Braisa says, Rabbi Yisai, lo yochal odom, min ha-mincha l'mayla. So how's Rabbeinu Tam going to learn Shabbat in the Gemara? So L'chir, the answer is very simple. Rabbeinu Tam is going to say the Gemara has to be referring to Sholosh Sudos and Suda Shabbos, which Rabbeinu Tam says Noshim Machayovos. So it comes out that the Gemara, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Ave Shabbos V'yom Tovim, is talking about Suda Shabbos, not about Oinek Shabbos, not like his brother Rabbeinu Shmuel Rav Meir. Rabbeinu Tam is going to have to learn that we're not talking about Oinek Shabbos, but we're talking about Suda Shabbos. Once you're talking about Suda Shabbos, Rabbeisai, as we said before, the equation could be exact. But the same way the mitzvah is Avei Psochim, that you're worried about taiva of the mitzvah's achilas matzvah, because the mais achila is a mais mitzvah, and this hidu mitzvah, ave shabbos v'yoyim tevim kibi the saints say, because through the Shabbos, as the Rabbeinu Tam's Talmud, the Reim says, the Suda Shabbos is a separate mitzvah. It's not Oinik Shabbos. It's the Chamitzvah Zachila. If it's a mitzvah Zachila, so Hidur mitzvah can be in the Maisa Achila. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, the equation is exact. And that's the way, there's no other way you can learn the Gemara. The Reim could have learned the Gemara differently, but certainly could have learned the Gemara like this also. But Rabbeinu Tam is locked into a position over here. The Gemara says, Lo Yochal Odom. So Rabbeinu Tam knows we're talking about men and women. And Rabbeinu Tam asks himself, where? Men and women are Leil Shabbos. What are we talking about? Oinik Shabbos, women are potter, according to Rabbeinu Tam. Why are women potter? Kacha mitzvah sheshes man groma. The hekish from Shizocha v'shoma b'dibu echa nemru, only is Machayev Kiddush. They're not Chayev in Oinik Shabbos. So what's this Lo Yochal Odom in Amincha Lamayla? It must be Shalosh Sudos. So Shalosh Sudos, not Oinik Shabbos. Once you extrapolate Shalosh Sudos from Oinik Shabbos, in the two categories, there's a category called Shalosh Sudos and a category called Oinik Shabbos. So what do you have? It means that Shalosh Sudos are a mitzvah achila. If it's a mitzvah achila, according to Rabbeinu Tam, you can have an exact equation. What's the exact equation? That in a mitzvah achila, there could be hidu mitzvah mishum taivo, hein, just like matzah, can be suda shabbos. So, what do we have so far? Let's just take inventory. According to the Rashbam is resisting that it's an exact equation, because the Rashbam had this insight that the difference between matzah and Suda Shabbos, matzah is a mitzvah achila, and you can talk about Hidur mitzvah. Suda Shabbos is Oinik Shabbos. In Oinik Shabbos, there's no mitzvah achila. There could be what? It's no mitzvah achila. You could talk about chivas, but you can't talk about Hidur mitzvah. Comes Zireim and says that Suda Shabbos is not Suda Shabbos, is not Oinik Shabbos. Okay? The Rambam says it is, and that's where the Rashbam is going. He says Suda Shabbos and Oinik Shabbos are two different things. So, Zireim, we could say maybe the Gemara is equating Matzah and Suda Shabbos. We're not sure about it. It's only, a suggestion. However, when we come to Rabbeinu Tam, we're locked into the position. Because Rabbeinu Tam, the Gemara says, Lo Yochal Odom. So the same Lo Yochal Odom in the Mishnah, which is referring to Matzah, Noshim Achayev Matzah, and men and women Achayev Matzah. They both can't eat Erev Pesach. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Lo Yochal Odom, Alve Shabbos, V'yoyim Tevim. So women can't eat. So you'll ask Rabbeinu Tam, you put him in the witness stand. Rabbeinu Tam, why can't women eat? They're part of Moinik Shabbos. So Rabbeinu Tam will have to say the reason why they can't eat is because of Shalosh Sudos. If it's because of Shalosh Sudos, and Shalosh Sudos are not Oinik Shabbos, then you have the possibility of saying, like the Reim said, that Shalosh Sudos is a mitzvah achila. If it's a mitzvah achila, there can be hidden mitzvah. So Rabbi said, Mamish, this sounds nice. I want to introduce you to a problem. The Rav taught us intellectual honesty. That Talmidim will tout different things, but a certain intellectual honesty. I want to show you a problem. I have a possible answer. I won't even discuss the answer with you. I want to leave you with a problem. Because to walk out with an intellectual high is not going to get you anywhere. But walk out with a feeling we have to be honest in our scholarship, that's going to might get you somewhere. Let me ask you a question. The mitzvah of Malokas Ner Shabbos. What is it? Hadlokas Ner Shabbos. What? Kovel. There is in Rambam, Biskrov, the Gain, that the Rambam has two Rambams. One tells you that it's Oinik Shabbos, and one tells you it's Kovel Shabbos. But there's also certainly an element of Oinik, and certainly a Kovel. Okay, good. asked you, Rabbi, a very simple question. Who lights the candles in your house on Leil Shabbos, before Shabbos? Who lights the candles? Okay. It's either your wife, or your mother, or whoever it is, right? Correct? Ad noshim chayovois, en ad lokes neiris, according to Rabbeinu Tam. If you take the Ramban in the Ran, and you say, that Zohar v'shomo, bedivo echo nemro, refers to the whole categories, all the mitzvah of Shabbos, so noshim achayev in everything. Okay? But Rabbeinu Tam was resisting this. And he said just exactly what the Gemara says it. The Gemara says in Shavuos and Brachos that Noshim Machayev and Kiddush Hayoyim. Noshim Machayev and Kiddush Hayoyim. So they're not Chayev and Oynik. Right? Correct? The Chayev and Sholish Shudus. Because Afin Hoye Beis Hanes. Okay? Are they Chayev? Are they Chayev in Kovod Shabbos? L'chayev a priori they shouldn't be. So if Noshim are not chayiv in Kovod Shabbos, so how do they light? And over time, if you look in Tesis, you see that the Reim has a separate mitzvah called Oynik Shabbos, and Tov Chof Tes. Ne'er Shabbos, but Ne'er Chanuk is interesting. And he says, Apopi, whatever it is, but Ne'er Shabbos. And then he says, in Tesis and Shabbos, the Chof Heim, the Tam is the one to say that you have to light, and you have to make a bracha on Alokas Ner Shabbos. And Noshim are the ones that light. On Noshim Chayiv, in Oynik Shabbos, for example, on Chanukah, if Noshim reported from Ner Chanukah, then it couldn't light for us. So how do Noshim light for us? You have to say the Chayiv. Why is it so? You know, someone might say that Oynik the Kovod Shabbos is not a mitzvah shes mangroma, the same way Shammai said every single day, this is for Shabbos, but Pashtis is, you would have said, that it's a mitzvah shes mangroma. If it's a mitzvah shes mangroma, and there's no afein hoye b'reis ha'nes, why in the world is it that Noshim light? And it's not stam, if you look in Tanchuma, in Pashtis, I think it's a Pashtis Noyach, it says mufurish, that Noshim wants the light, and the Chayevis, and it says Mishum Oynik Shabbos there. And you look at the Tam, and you work at this place, and we'll leave you with the question. You have to know a corner of Tam, but what we have over here is a very simple thing. You have a simple line in a Mishnah, a simple line in the Gemara, an equation, talking about things which we think we know what we're talking about, and we just move away, think, everyone learned the first daf out of Tzoch, you know, yeah, let's move on, you know, the daf's have to catch up with the daf, and everything like that. And I'm just telling you, if you look at the words, Chaboisai, you look at the words of the Rashbam when he says the word Hidu Mitzvah, you look at the word of the Rashbam when he says Chavivas, it should ring the bell and say, Chaboisai, and challenge you, something is going on over here. Then you see the Rashbam, like the Rambam, that covered that Oynik Shabbos and Suda Shabbos are the same. And all you have over here, Rabbeisai, is all you have is Chavivus. It's not. It's not Hidu Mitzkas, no Maisachila. I showed you the Reim that he learned that covered that Oynik Shabbos and Suda Shabbos are two separate categories. Then I showed you Rabbeinu Tam, who is mamish in the corner. Lo Yoichal Odom, and it has to refer to women. And women are part of Oynik Shabbos. You have to refer to Suda Shabbos. In a Tam Shita is, it could be that both Suda Shabbos and Matzah is the whole issue over here of the Lechem, and the issue is Mishum Hidu Mitzvah. We should be Zeicha to Mekayim. These mitzvahs of Kovod Shabbos, Kovod Yom Tov, the Hidurah.
Zeicha here, Rav Ilston, many more times, we just don't want to take him away from the yeshiva so often. If anyone has any questions, we know a lot of people have smachot to go to.